Oh, we're not going to wait for the technology to exist to create content. We're going to build it. Ali June, co-founder of the Digital Playground. I did it for my work. I had to, really. Every second of every day, 30,000 Americans type the word sex into an online search engine and hit enter. At least 50 million of our fellow citizens have done it. I've done it for a few minutes myself. Well, actually, for a number of hours. There was a very good reason, though. I was doing research, truthfully. I did that research because the porn industry, unlike almost any other business, constantly has to try new approaches and new technologies to stay at least a couple of steps ahead of the morality sheriffs. It also must find fresh ways to satisfy the seemingly bottomless interests of its consumers, who have been all too happy to move from well-lit arcades to darkened movie theaters to the privacy of televisions to the very personal computer. As a result, the industry throughout history has been an innovator, and over the last century, an early adopter of film, video, and the internet. So, I reasoned, the folks in the porn business should have some unusual and valuable insights into this shifting world of new technology, social networks, and free and paid content. To see if that was true, I had to check it out. Of course, this would require vast amounts of research. Hours upon hours of surfing the underbelly of the web, looking at the best and worst of the porn websites. Honestly, I was trying to figure out who was making money online in this industry, though this intense exploration eliminated my ability to write or research from my local coffee shop, the New York Times offices, or any other public place. My wife, Danielle, was a little dubious too, to say the least. Eventually, she stopped asking what I was doing when stark nudity emanated from my computer screen and, at least for a time, tolerated my inquisitiveness. It's a good thing she was patient. It took a little longer than expected to get to the heart of the industry. Although looking at pictures of naked people online is relatively easy, finding the real revenue in the industry that creates those pictures can be relatively difficult. Most adult companies are privately held, and though they revel in nudity, they keep their own financial matters well under wraps. Thanks to the help of Lux Alptrom, a journalist and the editor of the industry website Fleshbot.com, which, by the way, you should not investigate from your work cubicle, I was able to make contact with several players of various sizes in this under-the-covers industry. Alptrom, who is sprightly and in her late 20s, is always excited to talk about sex, porn, and the changing, blurring landscape of both topics. She understands the adult industry better than most journalists who cover it, since she has been on both sides of the camera. Before she started writing about sex, she founded and ran a website called That Strange Girl, which was the first alt-porn site. Alt-porn, she explains, is a form of online porn that shows unconventional models. Rather than the blonde-haired, perfect beauties you expect to see in glossy magazines, these sites feature people who look more like someone you would see on the street. As my quest continued, I made plans to head out to California, home of the film industry and most of the American pornography business. The industry has thrived in the Golden State for two reasons. First, there seems to be a lot of talent, partially because of the traditional movie industry. Second, California has a lax legal climate compared with other states, where people who videotape sex can be charged with any number of illegal acts, including pimping. California wasn't always lenient. In 1988, the state accused Harold Freeman, a porn creator, of being a pimp as part of an effort to clean up and shut down the porn industry. In California versus Freeman, the state likened the act of taping and selling porn to that of prostitutes selling sex on the streets. The case lasted several years and made trips to both the state court and the U.S. Supreme Court before a ruling finally settled that creating and selling porn was different from selling actual sexual acts. As I set up interviews, one company spokeswoman asked who I would like to interview beyond the top executive. Would I like to meet and talk with the talent, that is, the film stars? Maybe you would like to interview Jesse Jane, Stoya, or We could even try and get you an interview with Tara Patrick, offered the spokeswoman. Oh, intriguing, I thought. I told her I'd get back to her. Over dinner that night with friends, I told Danielle about the enticing offer. You don't need to meet with porn stars, she said. Well, maybe I do, for the book. No, you don't, she said firmly. So much for tolerance and understanding. Porn, like its subject matter, is always eager to experiment. Peter Johnson, Pornography Drives Technology. Why not to censor the internet?